Welcome to today's Higher Ed Tech Podcast. I'm Tim Van Norman, the instructional technologist here at IVC.
And I'm Brent Warner, professor of ESL, also here at IVC. So we both enjoy integrating technology into the classroom, which is what this show is all about. Today, we are lucky to talk with Michelle Pekansky-Brock, one of the coordinators of the At One conference, Can Innovate. So, Tim, we were looking at this a little bit, and we did our first interview over Zoom, right?
Yeah, so this is going to be an interesting one. It's a little different. We're not even on the mics like normal. So I've heard great things about our sound quality. We'd just like everybody to be aware that...
drops a little bit. Well, no, I think this is important, though, because we're learning how to do all these different things so that we can talk to people about it here, too, right?
Exactly. And on top of that, just the fact that it gives us a broader range. We don't have to have everybody in our studio in order to talk to them.
Right. And so so we did jump into our access with Zoom, and we did it. And it doesn't sound bad by any means, but, you know, we have a pretty nice setup in this room. You know, if it sounds a little bit different than the way that we normally sound, you might need to crank up the volume in your car just a tiny bit to hear everything. But I think it should be pretty good.
So with that said, welcome, and we're glad you're here with us.
So today we're going to talk about Can Innovate with Michelle Pekansky-Brock. Michelle, welcome.
Hi, it's so great to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. So we're going to have to dig quite a bit into this, but let's get started with just briefly, if you don't mind describing, what is Can Innovate?
So Can Innovate is a free online conference that is designed for California Community College Canvas users that's brought to you by CVC OEI.
So we're going to use the CVC OEI, Canvas, California Community Colleges, all that quite a bit in this interview. Can you tell us a little bit, just briefly, overview, what is that?
Yeah, so I know lots of acronyms to decode, so let's start there to be sure everybody feels included. So
all campuses have their own acronyms.
Right, so CCC is California Community Colleges, right? So CVC OEI stands for California Virtual Campus Online Education Initiative. And CVC OEI is a statewide initiative that's funded by the California Community Colleges Chancellor's Office to improve access, so to improve student access to high quality, fully resourced online courses. And so we're doing that through many different ways. There are many parts of this initiative. It started as a pilot, and it's expanding to more and more colleges. So right now we have 57 California community colleges that are part of the CVC OEI consortium. And when colleges join as a consortium college, they make a commitment to offering a certain percentage of their online course sections through a course exchange that we're putting together. And the exchange is a hugely complex, amazing technological project that CVC OEI is leading. And it is giving our students in our system the ability to basically search for courses that they need that they can take online at other colleges without actually having to even go through the registration process at other colleges. Mm-hmm. And those courses are also fully, they go through a rigorous review process, which is also part of CVC OEI. So there's a quality piece of it, and the courses are aligned with our course design rubric. Another thing that CVC OEI does is we provide professional development to all 114, soon to be 115 colleges in our system. And so that's how Can Innovate fits into that. It's one of those professional development opportunities. Canvas is actually the reason our whole system has access to Canvas is because of CVC OEI. It's that effort that that invited everyone into that conversation and allowed for all of our colleges to get access to using Canvas. So Canvas is one of the tools in the CVC OEI ecosystem, and Can Innovate is our awesome conference that we do every October to include everyone and help faculty and staff get more savvy and understand how to use it to support the success of our diverse learners.
Okay, so there's something in here. You said 114 community colleges and soon to be the 115th. I just want to make sure, because I know this is confusing for a lot of people. CVC OEI is not the 115th community college that
exactly.
people were reading about, right?
Yeah, totally different. Totally different. That's CalBright, and it has its own initiative, and we're not CalBright, right?
Perfect. Yeah. So I just want to make sure that's clear, because I know that people are like, wait, what's part of this? And sometimes even we get in our meetings and we're trying to make sure that we're talking about all these different, now that we're moving online for so many things, right? Are we talking about the right things? And so so CVC OEI is what we're focusing on here today, which mixes many of the colleges, right, as you pointed out, and the classes can come in online through that. Mm-hmm. Now, Michelle, how does Can Innovate support the objectives of the CCC, CVC?
It's okay. I'll forgive you for tripping over that. Uh-huh. It's a mouthful. Well, you know, as I just mentioned, it's not just about giving students access to online courses, because we know that while extending access to higher education to more students is really critical, but we've got to be sure that those are high quality courses and that they're fully resourced. And when I say fully resourced, we want to be sure that the students who learn online, for example, have access to student services, the same types of student services like counseling and tutoring that they would have access to on a physical campus. And so that is part of the effort as well. But it's really about quality teaching. And as we know, teaching online is different. And the more we can come together and share how we are going about designing high quality courses and what kinds of activities we're doing in those courses to engage our students, that's really what gets faculty aware of what they could be doing. And we find that this idea of sharing is really the most powerful thing that we can do to really fuel innovation. And that's how Can Innovate fits right into this picture.
Okay. Before we get too deep, when teachers sign up for Can Innovate, should they already have some level of knowledge about online teaching, or is this for the true beginner? Here on campus, we have a lot of face-to-face teachers who have never taught online. And so is this valuable to everybody, or just specifically to those teaching online?
Can Innovate is valuable to absolutely everybody. And I think that question you asked is an excellent question. It's a really good one. And I was actually thought about that earlier. And I thought I went back to my own teaching experiences before I started teaching online. And I thought, would this be valuable to me? And having Canvas available to an educator, you know, regardless of what they do, open so many opportunities for working with your students. So even if someone isn't teaching a fully online course, by coming to Can Innovate, you will see so many different ways of engaging students. And you know, also features of Canvas that you probably don't even know are there, or things you can do with Canvas that you didn't know you could do. And so I would encourage anyone to attend. And even if you are teaching online, you know, again, we have a way of working in a vacuum, and kind of just teaching can be a very lonely experience. And so when you have the opportunity to look at what other teachers are doing, it's phenomenal. And I wish I had that opportunity before, or even during, you know, those first few years I was teaching online. If I could actually just tune in and actually see examples from other courses, it really would have I think rocked my world a bit.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot too, and we try and say most of the stuff that we talk about, I think, is, you know, we don't just isolate this is only online and this is only, you know, hybrid or you know, even face to face, but the idea that so many of this pedagogy can be integrated across different styles of teaching or different different environments.
Yeah, it really is just about good teaching, period.
Right.
And what's very interesting is that a lot of faculty have taught face-to-face, and I'm generalizing here, I know those people are going to shake their head at me and say, no, that's not true of me, but you know, many faculty who have taught face-to-face for years and years and years have never really gone through an intensive, like, program about what is effective teaching. What does that look like, particularly when you're serving diverse students like we do in the system? And so what we're finding is that faculty who go through the course review process as part of CVC-OEI and really start thinking about how they should be designing their online course, they're coming out of that saying, oh, and it's changing everything I'm doing face-to-face and hybrid and everything else, because they're starting to see there's connecting the dots that, you know, in ways that they hadn't done before.
Absolutely. Excellent. So Michelle, let's get into it a little bit. Can you tell us about the history of this event?
Yeah, it has a pretty interesting history, actually, and I want to be sure that we kind of pay homage to that because it's very important. The Los Rios District up in the Sacramento area had been doing an annual event, a face-to-face event on their in their district that they called Innovate, and they did that for many years. And then in 2017, when we kind of hit the statewide, really kind of the adoption of Canvas across the system, and Los Rios got more actively involved, well, all the colleges in the consortium got actively committed to CVC-OEI, we brought the two together. And so the folks at Los Rios and CVC-OEI kind of merged and took their Innovate program and turned it into Can Innovate. And that was in 2017, but it was still face-to-face. And it was awesome. I was there. It was a wonderful event. And then last year in 2018, we took a little bit of a tweak to it and said, okay, so what can we do to make this more inclusive and include more people? And we thought, well, why does it have to be face-to-face? What would happen if we just removed all the walls and made it a fully online conference, made it free for folks to attend? That way we can expand who speaks, we can include more speakers, more people from across the system, and also more folks can be part of the learning experience. So that's what we did in 2018, a year ago, and it was super successful. We had more than 1,100 people attend, which we were thrilled with.
Jeez, wow.
And we're hoping that this year is going to be even bigger and better.
Excellent.
That sounds good. Yeah, I noticed that we've got a number of tracks this year. That looks really nice, that it's not just one series of speakers all the way through, but it's more like a conference where you have multiple tracks. So that's a really nice change and addition there.
Yeah, we like to weave in choice whenever we can.
That's important.
Yeah.
So how does Can Innovate provide a more equitable model for professional development? You mentioned free. That's always a positive. It's also, you don't have to travel anywhere, so there's no other cost that way. But how else does it make a big difference?
So, well, the idea of an equitable model, just to back up a little bit, when it comes to equity, we want to think about removing barriers and being sure that everybody has what they need to reach the same outcomes. And we usually use that principle and apply it to our students. But when we're talking about innovating in higher education, it's really important for us to be thinking about equity and what we're doing institutionally to support our faculty and staff also. So when it comes to conferences, conferences are awesome. That's why they've been around for so long, but they do present barriers for those folks who don't have the monetary resources to travel, to pay for the registration and so forth. And in a system like ours, where we have 60,000 faculty, 60,000, and about 7 out of 10 of them are part-time, it is really important for us to be thinking about equity in the context of professional development. So, we also have a Twitter hashtag that we use for each of our Can Innovates this year. It's hashtag CanInnovate19, CanInnovate19, and we keep our eyes on what tweets are coming out during the day. And last year during Can Innovate 18, we had this one tweet from Ellie England who shared it. She said, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, we always talk so much about student equity, but it's really nice to actually have a focus on teacher equity and not have online be this kind of like afterthought, but actually have it be the central focus to enable that kind of equity. And then we also learned that a year ago we had an instructional designer, Ali Pacheco Olson at Ventura College, who was actually really wanted to be part of Can Innovate and wanted to attend in her viewing room on campus with her colleagues, but she went into labor. And she just met with me. We connected in Zoom, and she told me her story, and we just wrote a blog post about it on our site. But she, you know, still attended. She said, I was an early laborer at home before I went to the hospital, and I stuck with it. I attended the sessions that I was able to attend. And
that's true dedication.
Exactly. But that's the point. If, you know, folks want to learn, if they want to improve and grow, then they should be able to do that and have access to those opportunities regardless of where they are or how much, you know, what kind of resources they have.
Excellent. Well, then I love that model. That really seems to help a lot of teachers, and all of these reasons that you're bringing up should make it just so much easier and kind of an obvious no-brainer to at least pop into some of the sessions, right? And so part of what we're doing here at IVC is we've set up a viewing room to try and help people out. And I know this was, you know, part of your side of things. You guys said, hey, schools should be setting this thing up. But what is a viewing room, and how do they play into the event?
Yeah, the viewing rooms are great. So this whole idea of the free online conferences, it was, you know, we just kind of said, let's give it a try and see if it works. And we've been working out the kinks each time we do it and getting better. And at the same time, while we envision this online conference as just this, you know, kind of mega resource for anyone to be able to access from anywhere, we also recognize the value that getting together with peers and watching the sessions together with a group really brings to not only individuals on a campus, but also to those who support professional development on campus, or, you know, the DE coordinators, is all, you know, that whole mix of people on campus that are really invested in quality online teaching and learning, online or face-to-face or hybrid. And so we wanted to be sure that there was a way for the colleges to really kind of bring the program into the face-to-face college environment too. So we pitched an idea and said, sign up to host a viewing room. And last year we had 37 viewing rooms, and this year we already have 52, and we still have 3 weeks to go. So we're very excited about that growth. But a viewing room, it can really be whatever a college wants to make it. I think that's the most important thing. The essentials are you need a room, you need a projector, you need to register for the sessions, choose what sessions you're going to show, and then, you know, really just have the folks in the room be present, log the attendance so we know who's there so we can kind of track that attendance, because that's very important for our grant reporting. And it really just gives that opportunity for meeting your peers, for finding out who to go to for help, because you might have people who are like, oh, I had no idea that this is who I went to for Canvas help. So it's an opportunity, I think, for those who coordinate the room to really help faculty know what resources are available for them, to get their questions answered, also to keep their ear to the ground and kind of see what, you know, like what sessions there's the most interest in, and maybe do some follow-ups on campus. We have some really different things that happen at the various campuses. And we hope that all the viewing rooms will also be taking pictures and tweeting them with the hashtag on the day so we can see what's happening across the state.
So ours is going to be, just for those people who are listening from IVC, ours is going to be in our cafe, which is part of the library. So we're definitely looking forward to seeing anybody there. And, you know, I was involved last year just in the viewing room, and it was neat to be able to just see what was going on and bring in your stuff and pay attention, you know, just like you would at a conference. I always love that interaction, like you were talking about, with other people at the conference. You learn a lot more.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. That dialogue is really, really important. And also people just learn in different ways. You know, right. Some people like really need that, and others kind of just want to be on their own. So again, those choices are really important. So we are trying to really spread the word that there are two ways to attend, online or in person, if your college is hosting a viewing room, yeah. Which is great that you are, and we're very happy that you'll be participating.
What are you specifically interested in? What are you looking forward to about this particular event? I know I've looked at a couple of different things, and I had the same problem I do with most conferences. Too many things going on at the same time, and I wanted to be in all of them. But what about you, Michelle?
I'm curious to hear what you're interested in. And I know that you've probably gone through the program and selected a few things that look intriguing to you. There's a lot of things I'm interested in, but I am really looking forward to Kona Jones's keynote at 9 a.m. on October 25th. Kona is the director of online learning over at Richland Community College. She's administrator, but she also teaches online. And she's going to be talking about integrating compassion into your teaching, which is a very compelling topic to discuss. It covers kind of the non-cognitive elements of learning or the affective elements of learning, which often get left out. And our research is showing that the non-cognitive components of learning are so important, especially when we are inviting in students or trying to support students from diverse backgrounds who commonly feel left out, and the self-doubt that perpetuates in their minds can be a real barrier for their success. So looking at what that looks like online is a real passion of mine, and I'm excited to hear what Kona has to say.
So for me, I've got audio feedback, instructor interactions that motivate students. A huge topic here on campus. Anytime we're talking about audio, video, anything like that, that's been a huge one. And Confer Zoom for dynamic student conferences. Those are both running at the same time. I believe it's like the third or fourth time of the day. I think it starts at 11 o'clock. But those are going on at the same time. Basically, the whole Canvas track. There's one track that is all about Canvas. I'm guessing I'm going to be on that one literally all day long.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm excited about those sessions too. I'll be moderating the Canvas combo at 11 that includes the Zoom. But, you know, the audio feedback that's a big interest of mine also. And it will be a great session with Don Carlisle from Cabrillo. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm also interested in the audio feedback one, of course. I think that's a popular one. I'm hoping that maybe they talk about equity issues with audio. I'm not sure what's going to go on in there, but every time I hear like these great feedback on audio and then someone comes in and says, but there's like, do we need to have this transcribed and do we need to have like these types of things? So I'm really interested to know how, you know, what the state laws around these things are and what the equity needs are. And so I'm hoping that some of that, you know, like I agree and I love the audio stuff. I just want to hear a little bit more about like what we can do and what we should do. So I think that should be interesting. I am also interested in embedding quizzes in video. There's one of the sessions there that it seems to me, I used to use Edpuzzle, where you'd plug in like a YouTube video and then you'd pause it at a certain point and ask questions. And I'm not totally sure, but it seems like maybe there's functionality like that built into Canvas now, or some sort of way to make quizzes part of the video work too. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what that session's about and what we can do in terms of using more video inside of our modules.
Yeah, lots of interest in kind of creating that multimodal experience for our learners, it sounds like. And I have a quick tip about the audio video, if I can share.
Please.
You know, we should never be concerned about giving our students what they need. And we know that when students hear their instructors, the feedback resonates differently. They're less likely to take things the wrong way and feel more motivated and apply what they learned. That's actually what research shows us. But, you know, it is a concern if you don't know who your students are on the other end and whether or not they can access that audio. So if you just do a quick survey in week one and say to your students, hey, I'm probably going to leave you some audio feedback this semester. How do you feel about that? And then ask them, give them the option, sounds great, or I would prefer my feedback in writing. And any of your students who select, I would prefer my feedback in writing, then you know the audio isn't going to work for them for whatever reason, and you don't even need to know why. So brilliant. Just put that in week one, ask your students, and you can use that to guide you during the rest of the term.
I love it. That's the clean, easy nice solution. Yeah. Awesome. So Michelle, when is Can Innovate? When is this happening?
So glad you asked. Can Innovate is on October 25th. 2019. We will be starting the day at 9 a.m. with Kona Jones's keynote, and the last session technically wraps up at 4:45. So it's a 9-to-5 event, more or less. And don't forget about the hashtag on Twitter, CanInnovate19. It's a great way to stay connected and part of a back channel with everybody across the state and beyond.
I will be definitely hitting the hashtag on Twitter as soon as we're done here.
And can I add one more thing? If you want to learn more about Can Innovate, go to the AtOne website. AtOne is the professional development arm of CVC OEI, and our website is onlinenetworkofeducators.org.
Excellent.
So who can attend? Is this only for California educators, or is this beyond that? What would you guys like, as well as...
Well, we love the idea of having, you know, just having our professional development opportunities be open to as many people as possible. And sometimes we can be more open than not. When it comes to Can Innovate, the sessions are designed for the CCC system, but they are open to the general public. So anybody can register and attend.
Excellent. Do you have a limit for how many people can attend or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there's no limit to registration. Registration can go as high as we want. But we're working very closely with our colleagues over at CCC Tech Connect to oversee ConferZoom. And ConferZoom is what we use for the sessions. So each of our rooms technically right now max out at 500, but we'll be watching the registration numbers. And if things kind of go crazy, then we can up that number as we get closer to the session. But it's only the number of people in the room that we might max out on, and we haven't had that happen yet. So we'll see one
never
year at a time.
Never.
Well, that's a good problem to have, but also that encourages everybody to go to viewing rooms, because that's one connection instead of 20 or 30.
Absolutely. And it also encourages those who do want to attend online to get there on time.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So you mentioned the website for getting more information. Can you repeat that? Where is a good place to get more information on this and the other services having to do with the CVC OEI?
Great question. So CVC OEI, you can go to cvc.edu, and that will kind of take you to the website for the broader CVC initiative. And then, like I said, AtOne serves as the professional development arm for CVC OEI. So we have a separate URL, and that is onlinenetworkofeducators.org.
Okay.
And there's a button at the top of our website that says conferences, and that's where you'll find Can Innovate.
Excellent. Okay. So, Michelle, clearly you're very involved with all this stuff, and you are on Twitter, it sounds like, as well. If people want to follow up with you, how can they get hold of you best?
Well, I invite anyone to follow me on Twitter at brokansky, B-R-O-C-A-N-S-K-Y. Love to connect with you there. If you want to contact me directly, my email is mpb, like Michelle Pekansky Brock, at cvc.edu.
Excellent.
Well, we're definitely going to have you back for more information about CVC OEI and stuff like that, the consortium, et cetera, because it sure sounded like there was a lot of stuff there. But focusing on this Can Innovate, this is an excellent opportunity for teachers and administrators. Anybody who really needs to support the teachers, this is a great way to get information about what is going on and how to better support and provide the support for our students in the end. So,
yeah, I agree with you. It's it's a heavy lift to be supporting those efforts on campus. And so anytime there is an opportunity to bring more stakeholders together in a room and have meaningful conversations about it, we don't want to miss out on that. So I agree with you.
Exactly. Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Michelle. We really appreciate it. And I'm sure this is going to be good and useful for people on our campus and broader all about.
Tim and Brent, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening today. In this episode, we talked to Michelle Pacansky-Brock about the Can Innovate Conference that is coming up on October 25th. If you're on campus, please join us in the cafe in the library. We'll be there basically all day long, or at least some of us will be there all day, almost all day long, on several different sessions with regard to this. So please join us.
And I think Cheryl will be sending out emails about when, because we're not starting right on time, right? We're starting at 10:30 or something like that.
So right.
Anyways, listen in. And as a reminder, you can find Michelle on Twitter at Brokansky. So that's Brokansky. And you can find out more about At One and the whole process for all of that the way that we have to clarify this, the at symbol and then one for training, O-N-E for F-O-R training, T-R-A-N-I-N-G. So you can go in and follow along and hopefully tweet out to them too. And I think the hashtag they said was CanInnovate, #CanInnovate19. And so then again, for more information about the conference, which you can sign up for all the way until the last minute, that's the nice thing about these free virtual conferences, you can go to onlinenetworkofeducators.org/caninnovate19.
And again, you can just stop by our cafe in the library without signing up. Just come in whatever hours you can. It's going to be a really good time.
Please do. I'll be having some coffee at that time with you, Tim. So for more information about this show, please visit our website at thehigheredtechpodcast.com. There you will find our podcasts and links to all the information covered. And please listen in next time when we talk about using presentation software like PowerPoint and Google Slides. And we will continue with the googly goodness by talking about Google add-ons. Now, as always, we do want your feedback, so please let us know your thoughts on the website. And if you have ideas for future shows, there is a link on that page that can send you to a form that you can fill out and send us some information, whatever you like.
For everyone at IVC that is listening, if you need help with technology questions, please contact IVC Technical Support at extension 5696. If you have any questions about technology in your classroom, please contact me, Tim Van Norman, at tvannorman, V-A-N-N-O-R-M-A-N, at ivc.edu.
And if you want to reach out to me about the show, you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Brent, B-R-E-N-T, the letter G, and Warner.
I'm Tim Van Norman.
And I'm Brent Warner. And we hope this episode has helped you on the road from possibility to actuality. Have a good day.